Well, the ASX 200 is set for a weaker open in early trade on Wednesday. Local SPY futures a short time ago were down by around 12 points, or a loss of 0.2%, which is actually at odds with what we saw on Wall Street overnight, where US equities were actually quite constructive, particularly on the tech side of things. Tech stocks have been marked down over the course of recent weeks. They enjoyed a recovery today. The NASDAQ was up by around 0.6%. Apple shares were up by around 2.5%. They're set to unveil a new range of products. They generally move higher in the time around those sorts of announcements. Another big news story overnight, of course, was the movement of the weather system known as Hurricane Florence towards landfall in the United States, the Carolinas in particular. So energy infrastructure always in focus where you get hurricanes in the Gulf. Oil prices were up by around 2.5% overnight. But also worth pointing out, this is estimated to be a big insurance event, somewhere in the order of around $11 billion. But notwithstanding that, we didn't see any big moves as far as insurers were concerned overnight. Plenty of discussion around trade. In fact, China has taken the United States to the WTO, or at least they've referred to an earlier decision that was made by the WTO, which ruled that the US was in breach of regulations. They've been applying tariffs to Chinese imports illegally under the guise of them, the imports being dumped into the US market, and they haven't done anything since that ruling was made. But at the same time, Donald Trump is threatening to leave the WTO, so it'll be interesting to see how this goes. Elsewhere, we also heard from Christine Lagarde, who's the head of the IMF, and she warned that if we continue to see an escalation in trade tensions between the United States and China, that this could disrupt or unsettle emerging markets. And this has been a theme over the course of recent weeks, so not anything particularly novel as far as investors are concerned. European markets were mixed overnight. The French market was a little bit higher, the DAX and the UK market a little bit weaker. Commodity markets, as I said, oil up by around 2.5%. Gold was up 50 cents to around $11.96 per ounce. Iron ore prices were lower, along with most metals prices overnight, so that could be a headwind for the local market today. Iron ore down 20 cents to $68.35. Worth pointing out that 2-year treasury notes in the US rose to their highest levels in 10 years overnight, so they're trading around 2.74. So that dovetails with the news that we've seen recently from local lenders in terms of the out of cycle interest rate increases. The Aussie dollar is trading just north of 71 US cents.